This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and it's time for another almanac as we enter the month of July. July is humbly named after Julius Caesar. Following advice of Cleopatra's court astronomer, he added 67 days to the year 45 BCE and introduced the modern European calendar with 12 months of 30 and 31 days. Unfortunately though, Sosigenes, Cleopatra's astronomer, had overestimated the length of the year by 11 minutes and 14 seconds, and by the mid-1500s, this error meant the calendar was 10 days ahead from Caesar's time. So Pope Gregory XIII introduced the Gregorian calendar, which we use today. The weather can vary throughout July, but an old proverb claims, if the 1st of July be rainy weather, 'twill rain, more or less, for 4 weeks together. Some other key dates in July include St. Swithin's Day on the 15th. According to traditional folklore, whatever the weather is like on St. Swithin's Day, whether rain or sunshine, it will continue for the next 40 days and 40 nights. And for fans of the David Nicholls book, One Day, this is the day where we visit the characters each year. The full moon will take place on the 29th of July this year, and it's called the buck moon because the antlers of male deer, or bucks, are in full growth mode at this time. Bucks shed and regrow their antlers each year, producing a larger and more impressive set as the years go by. Astronomers also celebrate better visibility of the summer triangle. At this time every year, the distinctive three-cornered pattern formed by the bright stars Vega, Altair, and Deneb is prominent in the southern sky. The 30th of July is also the International Day of Friendship. This was proclaimed in 2011 by the United Nations General Assembly, with the idea that friendship between peoples, countries, cultures, and individuals can inspire peace efforts and build bridges between communities. What seasonal food can you enjoy this month? Many salad greens and leaves can be harvested, including basil, cabbage, lettuce, mint, sorrel, and spinach. Also, many brightly coloured root vegetables will be in harvest. Aubergine, beetroot, carrot, courgette, pepper, and tomato. And blackcurrants, cherry, and raspberries will also be out and ready to pick. Otherwise in nature, National Meadows Day is on the 4th of July, and it's a good reminder that meadows are now at their midsummer best. Many different flowers are in bloom, and insects and bees buzz from flower to flower. One plant is a favourite of bees and butterflies, the common knapweed. These are purple-headed plants that look like thistles but aren't prickly. The UK's most common orchid, the common spotted orchid, can be found in many different habitats, including grasslands, woodlands, and marshes. They have towering spikes of pink flowers, spotty green leaves, and are highly perfumed. By July, many osprey chicks have fledged, but they stay near the nest well into August, honing their flying skills and accepting fish from their parents. This month is a great time to visit a public osprey area. Listen out for their calls like this. Peregrine falcon chicks will also be out and about, practicing flying under the watchful eye of their parents. They are the fastest creatures on the planet, dive bombing to catch their prey at speeds over 200 miles an hour. This technique of swooping down at speed means that to avoid injury or impact with the ground, the birds must catch their food while mid-air. Listen out for this sound. The long, warm summer evenings are an ideal time to look for bats as well. Two of the most common in the UK are the common pipistrelle and the soprano pipistrelle. Once thought to be the same species, they can be told apart by the frequency at which they call, with sopranos being the higher pitched of the pair, although you will need a bat detector to determine this. Bats are most easily spotted around sunset, as it's around this time that they emerge from their roosts in search of flies and other insects to eat. Both species are seen near rivers or ponds, where insects are found in abundance. Learn more about the nature you can enjoy this month and bird calls on the RSPB website, www.rspb.org.uk. Have a wonderful July from all of us here at RNIB Connect Radio, and we'll return with another almanac in August.